USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, a U.S. Senate hearing is focusing on the nation's response to COVID-19.
In many ways, this has been like trying to build the plane while we were flying the plane.
And that's Missouri Republican Roy Blunt opening the hearing and calling the outbreak unprecedented.
We made significant mistakes.
Blunt didn't directly lay blame at the president's door, but Democrats are ripping President Trump's response to the outbreak, saying that the ongoing crisis demands better leadership. Life-threatening flooding is occurring now over portions of the Florida Panhandle and southern Alabama because of Hurricane Sally, which came ashore this morning as a Category 2 hurricane. It has weakened a bit now, but could dump rain on that region for the next couple of days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Israel reports carrying out airstrikes early today against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip. It follows rocket attacks on Israel from the Palestinian territory after Israel yesterday signed a peace deal with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain in Washington. The deal broke with years of Arab policy that there'd be no normal relations with Israel until peace was reached with the Palestinians. President Trump appearing at a town hall event last evening and asked about why he never issued a national mask mandate to combat the spread of coronavirus.
The concept of a mask is good, but it also does, you're constantly touching it, you're touching your face, you're touching plates.
During the ABC town hall, President Trump also said minority communities are suffering the most when there is not proper policing.
We have to give the police back the authority to stop crime.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian Jon Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000 square foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.